Good afternoon. This is Sterling Smith with your Asna Edge afternoon market update. And we saw generally very strong buying across nearly every commodity. It is the 1st of June, and it does look like we did see some allocations coming into commodity index funds. We also saw the dollar break quite a little bit, which was also supportive, and some inflation news that wasn't as hot as maybe expected. The ISM prices paid number, that's the Institute for Supply Management, saw the lowest prices paid number in over a year, and that did spark a little bit of a break in interest rates. The only thing that didn't seem to get the memo was the July corn. July corn finished at 593.5. That was down half a cent after finishing as high as 606. It appears the commodity index fund and general commodity money is not flowing as much into old crop corn right now, more inclined to flow into new crop, which December corn at 531 finished up 9.25, leaving a nice-looking chart pattern. If we can trade higher again tomorrow, that should confirm some further upside. July soybeans at 1327 were up 27.5. November beans 1166.75 up 20.25. July soybean oil 4780 up 160. July meal 400 spot 40, that's up $7. Old crop crush at 80.25 up 6.25. New crop 162.75 down 150. Wheat was stronger on the board, with Chicago actually leading the way, which was a little bit abnormal here. Chicago wheat for July at 611.25, that was up 17 cents. July Kansas City at 802.25, up 11.75. July Minneapolis 789, that's up 9 cents. September rice at 1481 was up 10. July cotton 86.42, up 294. December cotton 81.58, up 211. We do remain range-bound, however. August live cattle, 172.42. That was up 475 points, or nearly 3%. August feeders, 241.77, up 260. Again, ideas about tighter supplies, but we do need to watch these cattle futures for the lives. We are definitely getting into overbought territory here. July hogs at 82.05, we're down 127. June milk at 15.58, that is up 17. July orange juice, 283.55, that's up 135. Crude oil at 70.08, up $2 a barrel. July diesel, 231.34, that was up 6.25 cents a gallon, while unleaded at 243.63 was down 0.75 cents. Looking at natural gas, we're at 216, that's down 10, or about 4.5%. Gold at 1995 is up 1340. July silver at 2398, up 39. Dollar index at 103.65, down 76. And the dollar index, or excuse me, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, 33,061. That's up 153, or about 0.5%. S&P 500, 4221. That's up 41 points, or 1%. NASDAQ Composite, 13,100, up 165 points, or 1.25%. Interest rates generally lower, with the 2-year at 434, down 6 basis points, the 10-year at 360, down 4 basis points, and the 30-year at 381, down 4 basis points. This is Sterling Smith from Omaha, Nebraska, wishing everybody a great evening.